Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Song Smorgasbord. Weekend Music Showcase with JD the Music Man Sutter.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the Weekend Music Showcase. We are so glad that you've taken the time out of your busy schedule to join us for an hour of the latest and greatest in Christian music. If you would like to get in touch with us, there's a couple of ways you can do that. You can either call or send a text message to our listener feedback line. That number is 25250-MY-CSS. That is 25250-MY-CSS. Or you can always send us an email. That email address is studio@radiocss.com. And, of course, check out our website, radiocss.com, for all the latest that is going on here at the Christian Song Smorgasbord. Well, we've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. Brand new music from independent artist Ed Thompson, as well as V Music. And, of course, we've got some old standbys, some favorites from Carmen and Big Daddy Weave, as well as some tracks from Third Day and much, much more. Stick with us. We've got some awesome music coming your way. And we're going to kick it off with brand new music from Ed Thompson, independent artist. It's from his project called Beautiful Feet. The track is called Free Man, and Ed says he based this song off of Romans chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, which says, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." Well, here's Ed Thompson with Free Man based on those verses.
Oh,
Yes, isn't it wonderful to be free from sin? Ed Thompson with Free Man. Well, next up, Bebo Norman from his project in 2004 called Try. This one's called Yes, I Will.
The passion of your sacrifice, I saw the prophecy fulfilled. The healer of the world, the wounded Christ, I heard you say, come follow me. So I will, yes I will, follow you, Jesus, all the way. Follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill to the cross where the river runs crimson even still. Yes, I will follow you, Lord, I will. On the sacred path you led for us, scorned and broken up that hill. How terrible the cross, how glorious. I heard you say, come follow me. So I will, yes I will, follow you, Jesus, all the way up. Follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill to the cross where the river runs crimson even still. Yes, I will follow you, Lord, I will. Yes, I will. In my weakness, hear me, Jesus, when I call your name. Won't you help me, Lord? Won't you help me, Lord? Please help me, Lord. Can you help me, Lord? Follow you, Jesus, all the way up that hill. Follow you, Jesus, all the way. All the way to the cross where the river runs crimson even steps. I will follow you, Lord, I will. Yes, I will, I will. Help me, Jesus.
And that was Bebo Norman, that great track there called Yes, I Will, from his 2004 release called Try. Well, next up is a Southern Gospel group that we introduced to you a few weeks back, and they're called the Ball Brothers, and they are indeed four brothers, Joshua, Stephen, Daniel, and Andrew, who all happen to have the same middle name, and that is Lee, originally from Illinois. Now from Georgia, here's the Ball Brothers with a track called Forgiven.
Forgiven. Jesus clear my record, and I'm not looking back. So if you see me smile when it seems I should give up, all my faults and failures are covered by His blood.
I've been
from their project called Breakthrough. Well, next up, we have a great song from Carmen from 1993, going back quite a ways, from his project Addicted to Jesus. This one's called Hunger for Holiness.
Lord, I hope.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. That was Carmen with Hunger for Holiness. Well, next up we have Carl Carty with Bless the Lord.
Bless His holy name. Bless
kind, slow to anger, redeemer of my life, restorer of my soul, you crown me with your love and grace.
Taken directly from the 103rd Psalm, that's Carl Cartee with Bless the Lord from his project called Everything You Do. Well, next up we have the group V Music with a track called Carried Away, and they're joined by Christy Starling on this one. And we're going to let one of the band members tell us a little bit more about this song.
In the pre-chorus of Carried Away, it's one of my favorite parts of the song. It just simply talks about when I'm overwhelmed and I think about all that Christ has done for me. It just causes us to get carried away in the things of who he is. And it's just such a neat thought to think about when you can get lost in just what Christ has called you to be and how he's made us and how he works in us and through us. And just to bring his love to a lost and dying world.
You're the life that was given to save me. You are the
The Music, along with Christy Starling there, with a great track called Carried Away. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be back with more great Christian music and, of course, the useless fact of the week. So stick with us. If you would like to get in touch with us, you could give us a call or send a text message to our listener feedback line. That number is 25250-MYCSS. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord, bringing you the latest and greatest in Christian music.
Hey, guy, what's with the crew cut, huh?
Didn't you hear the shepherd? Today's the day we get sheared.
Sheared?
Yeah.
I can't get sheared. It's almost winter. I'll freeze. Besides, I hate stubby underarms.
Oh, come on. Our shepherd's got a good shelter for us.
Oh, I hate winter. It's always wet and cold, and I always get mud in between my hooves.
Why are you worrying about winter?
Well, yeah, right. Why am I worried about winter? We're not going to live to see it anyway. Have you noticed how thin the grass is getting around here? We're probably going to run out of food.
Will you stop worrying? You know every winter the shepherd takes us to the lower pasture where the grass is green and tall?
Yeah, where the creek runs through and the grass grows up to our chin and the wolves watch our every move.
Oh, you're not going to worry about wolves, are you?
Oh, easy for you to say, Mr. 20 pounds underweight.
The shepherd has been taking care of us for years. Can't you trust him by now?
Are you trusting God?
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
You're listening to Lighten Up, brought to you by Compassion International. Lighten Up is a moment to brighten your day and encourage your faith in Christ. With humor and insight, we hope to challenge you to grow in your relationship to God and those around you. Now, here's author, speaker, and comedian Ken Davis sharing an unbelievable story.
This summer, I took one of my first real vacations. For 7 days, I watched 5 little grandchildren in life jackets bob like screaming corks just off the end of the dock. I rode jet skis that go faster than my car. I caught a catfish that looked a lot like a kid I knew at college. One night, as I sat on the deck, a squirrel flew past my head and landed on a post not 3 feet away. Then he flew to a tree 30 yards down toward the lake. I ran into the house yelling, "I've just seen a flying hairy rodent!" Well, that's where it got interesting. No one in my family had ever heard of or seen a flying squirrel. They thought I'd imagined the whole thing. They made comments like, "Did it have feathers? Did it carry away any of the children? Do you think we should be afraid of the Asian squirrel flu?" Well, while they laughed, one of the hairy rodents appeared out of nowhere, sailed past my daughter's head, and landed on the deck. Everyone dove for cover. I was vindicated. I could almost swear the squirrel winked before flying to another perch. Then from under one of the tables, I heard a voice proclaim, "That wasn't a flying squirrel." Here's the point. It is part of a man's sinful nature to believe what he wants to believe, no matter what the evidence to the contrary. If you know the truth, don't be afraid to proclaim it. This is Ken Davis. Lighten up and live.
You've been listening to Lighten Up with Ken Davis. For more information, you can visit us on the web at compassion.com. I'm Dr. Wes Stafford, President of Compassion International, encouraging you to lighten up.
On the next Lamplighter Theater.
I cannot help but speak of the one who loves me.
Jesus?
Yes. Jesus is still teaching me about his boundless love. I long to have the same love for him and for others.
The Christian has to be dealt with.
Why?
He has been talking to my parents about his religion. We kill the infidel tonight.
Don't miss the next Lamplighter Theater.
Every Thursday, right here on the Christian Song Smorgasbord.
You're listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord, bringing you the latest and greatest in Christian music.
That is the case. This is the Christian Song Smorgasbord's Weekend Music Showcase, and we are bringing you the latest and greatest in Christian music. Here's a new track from Clay Cross from his latest release called Anthems, a new rendition of a wonderful song, Jesus' Name Above All Names.
Lord,
God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, I praise your name.
Clay Cross with Jesus, Name Above All Names, from his album, Anthems. Well, next up is Third Day, joined by Lacey Mosley of the band Flyleaf on this track. It's called Born Again.
First time.
third day with Born Again from their project, Revelation. Do you remember that day, that wonderful day when you were born again, when God saved your soul? What a wonderful memory and what a wonderful experience to know that God loves us so much that he's willing to save such sinners as we were. And because of that, there's no other friend that can compare to Jesus. Here's Big Daddy Weave going all the way back to their debut project from 2002 called One and Only with a track called Friend Like You. There is no one else who can compare to Jesus Christ. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's Big Daddy Weave with A Friend Like You. Well, next up we have a track from Josh Wilson from his project called Trying to Fit the Ocean in a Cup. And this track, incidentally, was number 32 on the top 50 songs of last year. It's called Savior, Please.
Savior, please take my hand. I work so hard, I live so fast. This life begins I fall so hard, I fade so fast. Will you begin right where I am and be the God of all I am? Because you're all.
Next track is by Leland, and also they're collaborated on this track with Brandon Heath. It's from their project called Love is on the Move, and this song actually came in at number 48 last year on the top 50 songs of 2009. It's called Follow You.
Follow you into the home.
Leland with Brandon Heath with Follow You from their project called Love is on the Move. Well, it is that time, for the useless fact of the week. Without any further ado, here we go. Tablecloths were originally meant to serve as towels with which guests could wipe their hands and faces after dinner. Is that not interesting? I think we should go back to that. That sounds like a pretty good idea to me. I don't know about how my wife would feel about having to wash a tablecloth after every meal, but hey, sounds like a good idea to me. Get rid of all those paper towels and, hey, let's do it. But anyway, let's jump back into the music with our final song for the show. Aaron and Amanda Crabb. Aaron, of course, originally a member of the Crabb family, now singing with his wife. This is the title track from their 2008 release called After the Rain.
After the rain, the
collab with After the Rain from their project of the same title. Well, we are completely out of time. I do want to thank you for joining us this morning. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us an email, studio@radiocss.com, or you can always text us or give us a phone call. Listener feedback line is 25250-MY-CSS. This is JD the Music Man saying, until next time, adios.